Luscious Lou, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate. If you love comics, you'll be into it. Listen to the Comic Syndicate. If movies make you contemplate, just science will accommodate. Twitter for communication at Comic Syndicate 1. I was drowning in a sea of podcasts, then I found the one I need at long last. Book reviews, the news, and sex facts. It's more than anyone could ask for. The Comic Syndicate Podcast. Ooh, the Comic Syndicate Podcast. Ooh, the Comic Syndicate Podcast. Yeah, yeah. The Comic Syndicate Podcast.
To another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah Sinatra.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 289. I'm Josiah Sinatra for the 289. I'm Josiah Sinatra for the villain on Twitter at @comic_syndicate. On Instagram, I kind of freak myself out there a little bit on several accounts. But what's up, guys? The intro alone already put a smile on my face, so hopefully I can do the same thing for you guys. Episode 289, let's hit it like we normally do. What we spoke about 100 episodes ago, episode 189, we entitled hashtag social experiment. I'm a weird worker, and this is actually really funny, the name of this particular show. It's really funny and ironic to me, but good to know that I did entitle something like this before. Because I have a deep dives and rabbit holes written out that I was going to name it social experiment. And the world we're living in right now, you guys are going to play along with me with my social experiments. And you can play these things with your kids. It's gnarly, but let's go back to, I'll get there. let's go back to what we hit 100 episodes ago. At MemDB Internet for the villain, play catch up. Then hit what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. We hit Twitter love, shout outs, many thanks to everyone that reached out, much love, oh yes, because, yes, okay, so 100, episode 188, you guys heard hopefully last week, and there's a whole story behind it. If you guys have heard episode 188, you guys are more than welcome to listen to it. I'm not ashamed of it at all. A lot of people, my family was upset with me, like my sister was pissed, and it's like, you don't get it though. And it's weird because you guys get it. So a lot of love. So anyways, the Comic Syndicate Fantasy Football League 2017 introduction we hit. We also hit What the Fuck News. Teens, this is how social media affects your brain. Oh, why do these titles and topics always run through and ring true? So if you guys are ever curious, go back 100 episodes ago. It constitutes a good 2 years by now, 2.5 years for the most part. And I took 5 months off, so about 2.5 years. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. We hit the introduction. How it affects your brain. Then roll some comic talk. John Wick 3 writing underway. Netflix Castlevania debuts trailer. Animaniacs reboot may be in the works. Some more sad story stock. Sad story. Fuck. And I'm not even going to fucking edit that one out. I'm scratching my fucking head. You know what, guys? This is going to be a fucking real fucking episode. But yeah, just bear with me, guys. We hit comic reviews. Infamous Iron Man number 8. X-Men Blue number 4. Venom 150, which was Book of the Week, and that's all we got for what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. I'm going to hit bullet points, and there's going to be very little editing done to this show tonight in particular. And again, just roll with the punches with me, guys. Okay, bullet points. We're back to your regularly scheduled program here on the Comic Syndicate. So let me catch you guys up real quick. I have two deep dives and rabbit holes podcasts that I've written out already, coming up really soon. And an interesting thing that happened at the office was I opened an old drawer because Victoria moved seats, so now she sits behind me. And the drawer that she's getting, I had the key for, and I opened a drawer. I'm like, holy shit, I have a fully written deep dives and rabbit holes that I have not touched yet. And it was like a beautiful gift from past Josias giving future Josias, like, you might need this. And even if you don't need it, maybe it's something cool to talk about. Again, social experiment, guys. It's just filling you guys in. And also filling you guys in if you guys hear more helicopters than normal. And I do live by Disneyland across the street. There are more helicopters than normal. But we'll go into that shortly as well. So now I have two deep dives and rabbit holes that are quote-unquote social experiments. One in particular is a social experiment, or maybe a personal view on how, let's physically break down ourselves in a different way than how you perceive people by looking at them, by looking at their interjections, their mannerisms, their eyes, you know, their facial features. I'm going to break it down in that way, guys. But I haven't recorded them yet. They will come out, and when they come out, I'm really curious to see how it works, because hence I wanted to name one of them social experiment. So now, one of them for sure is going to be the sword versus the buttons, and it sounds stupid, but it'll make sense, again, when you guys hear them. Okay, so we'll see how they all work out. I know myself, I'll be writing on more stuff, especially with the next thing I'm going to go into, with these three episodes now, technically of deep dives and rabbit holes, I already have written out. I just need to find the time to record them. Me, just like a lot of people, okay. I lost my second job. My second job is at the theater, and let me catch you guys up in my weird world, because guess what? We're all living with the same thing. So Cinemark was the last theater to close up. I worked last weekend, and we were only selling our theaters to half capacity. And we have the option to choose any seat you want. We did not go that route. It's like, you guys can sit wherever the fuck you want. Just, you guys are pretty much going to spread out, because that's what you probably should do right now. I work the bar, I work everywhere, but every time I work, I always wipe shit down. That's just the me in me. So, hours, of course, got cut, and for the foreseeable future, this is what it's going to look like. Riga was the first theater to literally shut down. AMC went down, or put out a message to yesterday morning at the office that they were going to get shut down. Today is 3/18. It's a Wednesday like normal. And got an email from our corporate, from my job, my second job, like, we're also shutting down. Okay, lots of things. Now, this is just my second job. And this is what's weird. The best way to explain it is this is all going to affect all of us in a weird and twisted and fucked up way. In which way that way is right now, we don't know. But just to toss that out, like, at the office, it's like we need, it's a necessary job that has to happen because we deal with banks. And if we shut down, banks shut down. Like, we have a constant flux of that. And legalities and state legalities that you guys don't need to know because it's boring. That's my job, but it's weirdly interesting. So we've been back at the office, and little by little, you see everything getting shut down and shut down and shut down. And today, I mean, taking my laptop and like, okay, Carl, CP, like, fucking hook it up. Like, if we're going to work remotely, which we were still under the impression, got a message yesterday, there's going to be a lockdown, almost. And I don't want to say it in that sense, but we are going to stop people from going to work. And it's like, okay, I get it. You guys can come to work, though. So we go into work and got the news literally the last hour of the day. Like, you guys now have to work remotely from home. And it's like, all right, cool. Completely fine with that. Let's do it. So many ways to look at this and talk about this. So, second job, where no one's working. At the office, I can still work. And I can still make my money and still pay off bills and rent and car and insurance and everything that I need to. But now I feel like I have to be everywhere at once. I hate Superman with a fucking passion because he's just the fakest comic book character to me. Like, this motherfucker. And it's like a simple man can't be everywhere at once, when right now I really feel like I really need to be in a million places at once. So it's affecting all of us the same way. So granted, second job, we're on hiatus. The office is business as usual, minus today. That's it. I'm now have to work remotely from my house, I guess. So that's one of the things. This is still part of the bullet points. In saying all these things, I'm still, okay, look, I don't have a second job now. Guess what that means I get to do with that time? Is legit talk to people in my social circle more, and honestly, write more and read more. And these are the things that people should have been doing a long time ago. This whole social media bullshit where people cannot have conversations with each other anymore because everyone feels so comfortable being on this fucking screen. This is the kicker. If I'm going to work more, if I'm going to write more, let me help you guys get lost. Especially right now with everything getting canceled. You can't be in gatherings, all this. I'm going to catch you guys really up on what's going on, and that's pretty much it. Like, I really don't want to mention anything, because you guys all know this. And honestly, I'm just going to be straight up and tell you guys, I really don't want to talk about it. You guys should be aware of what is going on in the fucking world right now, and we're living in a fucking weird fucking world at the moment. But you turn on anything, radio, TV, movies, yes, deep dive movies. But right now, if you guys want to listen to something fresh, this is going to be the only time I hopefully talk about it and what's going on. Because I really want to be the levity in people's lives right now. You guys, again, know what's going on, and you guys should be aware, but let me be there for you guys just to get you guys lost. Like, get lost with me. And if it's 30 minutes I record, or if it's 35 minutes, if it's 40, 45, Josias is a talker. He can go 55. He can go an hour, 2 hours talking. Let me get you guys lost now. Cause you guys need it. And I think I need it too. And, now's the time to support the show. Like, a lot of podcasts ask for money and Patreon and shit like that. I'm paying for everything, honestly. Like I am. And I'd rather have it that way, especially right now. So I don't mean to bring anyone down at all. But this is what's going on, and I do have to address it. So I know people, we all know people from different wakes, different jobs, different lifestyles. So it's going to be very interesting to see where things go from here. As of right now, we don't have a timeline. So the only thing, again, I can offer is 30 minutes to half an hour to half an hour, 30 minutes to half an hour, guys. Again, I'm not going to edit this at all. 30 minutes to an hour of, you know what, this guy told me something compelling, and he made me feel like I got lost for this time. And now it's time to go into and realize, fuck, we're living in a weird, fucked up world. Movies have always been a thing. It's a form of escapism, and the place people feel the safest is at a movie theater, because the bullshit of their day-to-day lives and the bullshit, they just want to get away and sit at a theater, pay for overpriced popcorn and hot dogs, and enjoy a movie and just get lost for 2 fucking hours. Thank goodness for streaming services now, but that's where I'm coming from, and that's all I want to say. I'm going to end it by saying this. Look, fuck me. I sometimes, a lot of times, feel like I've lost my faith in humanity. But right now, we don't know what's going on. And we don't know where it's going, and we know what we're told. I have so many questions, though, and I can rant off, and this could be a different type of podcast where let me tell you guys everything that I've read and have experienced and know what's going on in a weird way, but like the whole political, the science, and everything behind it. And I don't want to be that podcast. You guys have questions. Guess what? Guys, we're all in the same boat. We all have fucking questions right now. So even saying that I lost my faith in humanity probably a long time ago, right now is the fucking time to treat each other just a little bit better. Because right now, if you guys haven't noticed and if you guys haven't seen it, we're all in this together now. We're all fucking equals in a weird fucking way. So just look out for each other. Be good to each other, especially in these troubling times. And guess what? This isn't even the worst of the worst yet. Hopefully it is. But we're all affected with this in one way or another. Like, thank goodness I can still have income coming in. But now it's like, oh shit, how much more do I have to take care of? Like, I'm not fucking Superman, and I have contingency plans, and sometimes there's more helicopters. It's just one of those things, guys. Yeah, my second job now is to help you guys get lost and get your mind off of things. Whatever you guys need, hit me up on the side. Hit me up on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to try to do these for you guys week to week. And I'm never going to ask you guys for money or Patreon or for the time being, I'm not going to ask you. Like, what have I asked you guys to do besides leave a review and share the fucking podcast? So now more than anything, do me a huge favor. Share the podcast and give people. You guys have to teach your kids shit. Give them deep dives and rabbit holes. Granted, I'm a little vulgar sometimes. Maybe fucking all the time. I don't know. Give them a deep dives and rabbit holes and let them learn. Like, I'm going to teach them weird things. This social experiment. This personality experiment that I'm going to dissect myself for you guys. And hopefully you guys can play along too. Like, holy shit. Okay. And I want it to be that. And I'm able to do that, and I'm never going to ask you guys money. Like, I'm still able to be creative, and at least you guys don't have a TV show to watch anymore. If you guys are listening to more podcasts, dude, give my boys some love. Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, Alan and Anton, they're dope, great, grounded guys. I love them. We're not doing the summer movie draft this year. And if you guys don't know what a summer movie draft is, I'll explain it and go through everything, but as of right now, from here on out, it is just going to be me recording and telling you guys a story and getting you guys lost. Comic news, you know, yeah, comic news, guys. That was comic news. Like, actually, here's comic news for you. Let me take a break.
What's up, guys? This is Shola Mighty Duena, Miguel Diaz from Cobra Kai.
This is Jacob Bertrand. I play Hawk.
And you're listening to the Comic Syndicate. Woo! Go
to... All right, guys. I am back. I needed a breather. I don't have a lot of time tonight because helicopters are swarming around and I still have a lot of things to do. All right. There's no fucking comic talk. There's no fucking pop culture. Look. We're living in a weird world, so now I'm going to tell you a fucking story. This week, the reviews I'm going to have for you is going to be a Marvel Comics title. It's going to be Thor number 2, The Devourer King Part 2. Donny Cates is the writer, Nick Klein is the artist, and Matt Wilson is the art inker. So, per prior issue, Galactus is jacked up and dying. the Star Plague, quote unquote, which once destroyed his universe, is now on its way to destroy this universe as well. So in order to stop this, the Onyx Silver Surfer, Black Surfer, reveals 5 hidden planets that Galactus needs to consume to survive. Also that he's hidden, that's the key thing. So before he and Thor venture off, Galactus, last issue, amps up Thor. And this is issue number 1. What will you do when the end comes? When your past and your future cease to be, as we get panels along with the monologue of a city filled with falling ash, a darkness of some sort, along with some more monologue. We see a curious man hold out his hand for only to eat it up or devour it in a weird way. When the entirety of him is just overwhelmed and becomes enveloped. And what you are, who you are, will ever be, becomes moot in the silent, indifferent cold that falls across your universe. Will you scream prayers to your gods? Will you clasp your hands in hope that your noble defenders will arrive? You will, as more of the city along with the people get enveloped, destroying everything this darkness touches. The monologue, they all do. And just like the denizens of this particular universe, your gods will arrive. A sun god, a god of emerald light, a god of dark, perhaps. And it's really interesting because they were really subtle at letting you know, like, this thing is destroying, like, DC characters. So they can't use DC characters. Obviously, it's a Marvel Comics title, but the way they subtly put it in and implied with the dialogue is really interesting. A god of the ocean, of speed, of strength. And the pages, again, are dope to see this whole thing. It doesn't matter which leagues arrive to help, that this Black Winter will destroy them all, universe after universe. They will die as it jumps now. Planet 1, Clips, right now. And yet, a universe away, there is Thor. And we've got some really dope panels of Galactus and his herald Thor now. I know it sounds weird. Where we see a first disagreement between these two guys. Galactus destroys planets, devours planets to stay alive, and everyone hates him. And this is the first disagreement. This planet, this first habit, its inhabitants, as Galactus says, no, I will need the power from all 5 worlds to survive. The onslaught of the Star Plague. Though you may keep the coordinates locked away from me in your mind, you know Galactus is the only thing that stands between universal life and death. Thor answers, I stand between you and the planet, and you are weak and hungry. Would you like to see which of us would fall first? As we see Thor just completely crash down. They barely got to the atmosphere of the planet. For reasons Thor doesn't know, does not yet know, Mjolnir has grown heavier by the day. Since he ascended the golden throne of Asgard, even now with the power cosmic coursing through his god veins, mighty Thor has struggled to hold his munitious mallet as this causes some struggle just holding his hammer. And it's a really dope, rad scuffle they have now. Galactus answers, I gave you your power. You now wield Thor. I can take it away. But here, amid the acidic winds of a doomed planet, Thor interrupts. You know nothing of power, of the power I wield. Mjolnir is a dragon on the wind, with these sick panels now of Thor just pissed and going to work as he's throwing his hammer, and Galactus is ginormous. Google Galactus if you guys don't know him. And when Thor throws Mjolnir at him, he destroys his fingers, and it's very violent, and it's very fucked up, but it's very dope to see on a page in a panel. Galactus, you dare strike? Galactus, you exist solely by the grace I have given, and the leash you tug against, or have you forgotten whom you serve, little god? Again, nay, Asgard. as there's another sick panel now of the Mjolnir coming back and taking out the back of his knee, but like popping out of it. Like the way he's dissecting Galactus is, again, sick and weird and dope to see. Thor, I will tell you this once, Galactus. Though you have named me herald in title and power, I remain a king and a god, and I shall not suffer threats nor instruction from you or from, as he now gets sucker punched by the people from behind, the inhabitants of this planet. So it's kind of dope to see this conflict Thor is now in, fighting these people that have no god, but now they know they have to fight these two. Like, we've never seen anything like this before. So Thor kind of hates his world right now, because his, after the War of the Realms, he became king. His father, Odin's son, passed away. He became king. And it's just this burden he never wanted, this whole huge responsibility he has now. And that's not Thor. He is worthy, but he, the conflict that he's going through personally, it is dope to see that Donny Cates has kind of given you these inflections of. It is really dope. So now he gets his ass kicked by these inhabitants, fighting these people that have no god. Okay, so in order to survive, he's taking them out. But mainly, they're just going after both Galactus, but mainly Thor, where he tries to reason with these people. But he also knows he has to kill some of them to survive. And it's an interesting parallel between these two characters, and which now gives Galactus plenty of time to operate his planet absorbing, destroying machine. As the pages now show, Thor getting outnumbered and overwhelmed more so. He finally asks for Sif's help. She's now in charge of the Rainbow Bridge. So Heimdall. So look at the movie Idris Elba. Of all people, Idris Elba. And he passed away in Thor. So now Sif, I forget her name, Jamie something. She's the new wielder of, she's the all-seeing person that can control the space bridge. And that's what I thought it was at first. Like him asking her, like, get me the fuck out of here. Until we see what he's using the bridge for now. That Thor asks, like, open this up. To get every inhabitant of the planet off world, sending them all to Asgard. Hear this, Devourer. The people of this planet are under my protection from this moment forward. And when they are free of this planet and safely among the people of Asgard, then, and only then, may you feed. Do you hear me? No one dies today. No one dies for you. And it's just a dope fucking title, and it's beautiful. And in Nick Klein's art in this, and the writing is great. It now jumps back to Asgard, where we see a headache this can and will cause Thor in the future, but that he currently has no time for. This guy sounds familiar to me. So now it's up to his boy, his friend Volstagg, to now clean up and do the cleanup. Like, okay, you're part of our society now, but how do we do it? You're like from a different world, planet. So anyways, we finally get this interesting aftermath, though. And this, and thus, as all things do, the planet Clips dies. Its energies collapsed and converted to feed and heal the only thing capable of saving everything from nothing. There are no screams, nor prayers to gods or heroes. Whatever heavens this planet had are empty, for all the gods who know them are here. A god of lightning, of thunder. As Galactus is his monologue going on, and we see Galactus just feeding more. I need more. Thor answers, damn you, Galactus. You must end a god of destruction, of genocide. A god of hunger. As we now get a second miscommunication between these two characters. Two-in-one story. Thor, you didn't have to kill this world. Galactus answers, it was necessary. As is this, as Galactus looks to be a lot better now, like healing everything, ready, looking like he's ready to fuck up Thor now. But then there is another, one who speaks for all who have no gods to speak for them. As this cat just goes to work on Galactus, which is dope to see. And just a character a lot of you guys don't know. One who sees fallen angels and devils raging in the hollows of a dead world. And thinks not of salvation, but rightfully of ruin and vengeance. Very pissed off. Ready to go to work. Beta Ray Bill. Alright guys, I could have hit Comic Talk. I'm kind of glad I didn't. I still got a bounce. And yeah. I'm going to put out a fucking podcast for you guys weekly. Whether it be a deep dives and rabbit holes. If I don't have time to go to the comic book store, I'm going to fucking pull out my fucking trade paperbacks, my comics. I'm going to give you guys old school shit. I'm going to read more shit. I'm just going to bring you guys cool stuff to listen to. And for your kids, I'm going to make the deep dives and rabbit holes. I'm going to attempt to make deep dives and rabbit holes as kid friendly. Like, while you're cleaning the house, fuck it. Have your kids listen to a writing experiment. And let's talk about it. If you guys need me, hit me up. I'm at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. You guys can find me anywhere you guys can find podcasts. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podchaser, CastBox, Spotify now. Do me a huge favor now more than anything. Share the podcast. I'm always going to keep it free. And let me help you guys get lost. We all know what we're all going through now. So, again, let me help you get lost. And I'm not going anywhere. Week by week, I'm going to give you guys something. All right. Again, on that note, I'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.